Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Tuesday, April 7th. I'm Charles Palke with these news updates from around Wyoming. The University of Wyoming was in the hot seat for much of the state's budget talks earlier this year. Members of the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, a conservative bloc of the Republican Party, proposed slashing its budget by more than $60 million. Yet in the end, UW got its full funding. Wyoming Public Radio recently asked University President Ed Seidel what happened during the closed-door meetings where those cuts were reversed.
I do know that no deals were made of any kind, and that I think that was perhaps overblown in people's minds.
Seidel said he never considered cutting specific courses that the Freedom Caucus members questioned during hearings. He says an outpouring of support from alumni, students, and voters likely changed minds. The price of oil has surged from about $70 to over $100 over the past few weeks. As conflict continues in Iran, what does that mean for Wyoming's oil and gas producers? Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports.
High oil prices can mean more money for operators and higher revenues for the state, but this abrupt swing is...
a lot of upheaval, and that creates uncertainty both for consumers and producers.
Ryan McConaughey is with the Petroleum Association of Wyoming. He says the industry likes long-term stability, even if that means lower oil prices. They'd like to see about $80 a barrel, which...
incentivizes new drilling while not triggering big drains on the economy through things like higher fuel prices.
Higher fuel prices means less people driving, flying, and buying petroleum-based products, meaning less demand for Wyoming's oil and gas. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
Progressive lawmakers in Congress are introducing legislation that could halt data center construction nationwide. It calls for regulations around AI and its environmental impact. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach reports the idea has proven to transcend party lines in parts of our region.
In majority Republican Kootenai County in the Idaho Panhandle, officials passed a data center moratorium last year. Community members were concerned about technological overreach in water and power use.
We wanted to make sure that first and foremost the aquifer was protected.
Commissioner Leslie Duncan says the county banned data centers over the aquifer and required a public permit process. Duncan says cities and counties should pass their own regulations rather than national ones like what's being proposed by Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I like local control because not every place is the same.
Logan and Larimer counties in Colorado have also passed data center moratoriums, and Denver's considering doing the same. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
Ranchers and conservationists are reacting to a Trump administration push that could allow more cattle grazing on public lands. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
A memorandum of understanding seeks to reduce red tape by unifying permit frameworks between federal agencies. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and American National Cattle Women praised the action, saying it addressed longstanding bureaucratic challenges. But critics worry it could be a giveaway to the industry. Brian Norwicki is the deputy director for the nonprofit Center for Biodiversity, which advocates for wild places.
There is nothing that is clear about this memorandum. It is completely opaque. The heart of it is reducing transparency for the public and decreasing the environmental review.
Meanwhile, cattle ranchers said the memorandum would help the environment through targeted grazing to help prevent wildfires. Since 2017, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has tracked a 17% loss of cattle ranches, or more than 150,000 operations. Herds are at a 75-year low. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Jenny Kinsey.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Two Jackson sisters placed among the top skiers in the country in their respective national championships. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports Taryn Moe came in fourth in the giant slalom and fifth in the Super G at the U16 National Championships for Alpine Skiing. Her sister Taylor came in 10th at the slalom race at the U18 National Championships. A Laramie 14-year-old has received global recognition from NASA. The Laramie Boomerang reports Antonika Shapovalova was named a global nominee in the NASA International Space Apps Challenge. During a global hackathon, she developed a project called Flood Radar that helps generate safe evacuation corridors and assess access to shelters. She's filed a provisional patent for it. The Kendrick Arboretum in Sheridan has been upgraded to a level 2 accreditation by a national program. The Sheridan Press reports the new level is in recognition of achieving standards of professional practices deemed important for arboreta and botanic gardens. And according to SpinBlitz, Grand Teton National Park is the second best park for dark night skies. It got its rank from its low light pollution and crisp, clear nights. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Who was Tim McCoy? Send us your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, how many acres of hemp are legally grown in Wyoming? Well, the legislature passed HB 171 in 2019 to align the state's hemp regulations with the 2018 Federal Farm Bill. Right after that, the state issued 28 licenses authorizing 1,058 acres for hemp production. And of that, 873 acres were planted and 788 acres were harvested. Oddly, since then, the number of licenses has gone down considerably across the state, and production has declined by about a third. Congratulations to Mandy Russell, who was the first person with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day, and join me again tomorrow.